This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
There ain't no way. I don't know how you make Pro Bowl, All Pro, and you're not a top 100 guy. I could have been 101, I guess, but Aaron Rodgers didn't even play in the season. He was voted, so they made some mistakes.
I'm never going to not love that. That was Jalen Johnson talking about when he didn't make the NFL's top 100 list. Of course, it wasn't said that way in Hard Knocks, but you know how it was really said. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score, and it is that time of the year in the NFL. We got through lying season. We got through minicamp season. We're about to get to training camp season. So right now, it is list season.
Yeah, I don't think any Bears are going to make this year's NFL 100.
We've been seeing them slowly roll it out, and it's been something you and I have been in news terms, continuing to track.
They're up to 81. So, I mean, there's only 80 players left. And I think if a Bear was going to pop up, it would have been in that area. Go back to last year. They had two people.
Yeah.
One of them's not even on the team anymore. And he was the highest rated in Keenan Allen. So, yeah, it's looking kind of bleak.
And so recently, I know Lawrence actually mentioned it. They talked about it on the afternoon show, and it was on our list. But then we got the Bears surveys, and we wanted to do those because we thought those were really important. The Check the Mic show, the 33rd team guys. Wow, did I do the 33 there? I think I did. The 33rd team guys, Steve Palazzolo and Sam Munson. Man, I'm going to get those 10 Bears for my 10-year anniversary in October. The Steve Palazzolo and Sam Munson podcast. They talked about Steve's top 25 players under 25 years old. Number one is maybe not who you think it is. It's Kyle Hamilton, the safety for the Ravens.
Two-time All-Pro.
Yeah. Makes sense, but you tend to think offense when you think of young talent.
Absolutely.
So number two is Robbie's bestie, Penei Sewell.
Yeah, even though PFF gave our offensive line number 13 and the Bears are four. Yeah,
they love the PFF. I'm telling
that makes
you.
Sense.
You
PFF,
lost your starting center.
We still have the best, I would say, offensive tackle in the entire league.
Oh, one guy. That's what a whole offensive line makes.
We got Taylor Decker, too. Whatever. You guys will see it twice this year.
Do you know what's funny, though, is for all the talk we had about whether or not he was going to be his rookie season, Penei Sewell, remember it was very, very confident assessment from NFL pundits, everybody saying he was going to be a generational talent, they draft him. And then his rookie season, they're like, oh, maybe not. And then the second year from on, it's like, oh, yes, yeah, sorry about that. Yes, we were all right the first time.
Yeah, hearing all the, oh, Darnell can be their Penei Sewell, it's like, all right, good luck.
I mean, I see why.
No knock to Darnell Wright, but Penei Sewell is a beast.
I know it was a knock to Darnell Wright. To be honest, Robbie, if you're gonna be out here with your Detroit
Brody has texted in and he said because I said 33rd team that I've earned an extra bear, so I'm very excited about
Bears.
That. He's gonna celebrate the anniversary in October. Point being, sometimes players that you're confident in briefly take a step back because, oh, I don't know, they're getting used to a whole new league. And then they're like, oh, never mind. Yeah, that's the guy we thought he was. Number three is a quarterback. Jaden Daniels. Number four is a quarterback, CJ Stroud. Number five is Puka Nacua. Number six is Will Anderson. And number seven is Jared Verse. Jalen Carter is number eight. Brock Bowers, nine. Brian Thomas Jr. is 10. So that rounds out your top 10. Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, the running backs 11 and 12. Caleb Williams, not on this list. The only two quarterbacks, though, as we mentioned, are on the list are Jaden Daniels and CJ Stroud. Does it concern you that Caleb isn't on the list?
No. No, it doesn't concern me. Not, when I tell you it doesn't concern me, like, it really doesn't concern me. And what's great about this is from Steve Palazzolo, and he's on a podcast with Sam Monson, right?
Yeah, and we're familiar with Sam. Sam does a lot of work with us.
So they each individually had their top 25 lists. I just want to point out, Caleb Williams didn't make either of their top 25s in terms of players under the age of 25. And so understanding that, you have to kind of go through the players on the list. Like, go to the bottom of that list, Leah. Who's number 25?
Tyler Smith, the guard for the Cowboys. Ladd McConkey, wide receiver, number 24. Jackson Smith and Jigba, 23rd. Marvin Harrison Jr., 22nd. And then Joe Alt is number 21.
Would you not say that all five of those players you just named are more accomplished than Caleb Williams?
At their respective positions.
Exactly. Yes. So that's why I have no concern about this list whatsoever. You want to get on the list, go out there and do something.
Yeah. In fact, I think it could be one of those things for your quarterback where he puts it on his locker or it is bulletin board material and you take it personally.
Also, there's only two quarterbacks on the list.
Right.
So you have to weigh all that in before you get offended at a list, you know?
I don't even think it's necessarily getting offended. I think when you consider that you think you're as good, say if you're looking at it through Caleb Williams' eyes, if you think you're as good as these people, not just the quarterbacks, but that you're as good and deserve that same respect at your position based on your youth and your talent, how are you seeing it? And I think we're going to get into this a little bit later on the show, actually an hour from now at 12:25. The Athletic Football Show delved into some of the things, the messages that fans of teams want to believe and also what the media wants to believe. Not necessarily narratives, but what seems to be the big discussion right now surrounding that group. That's part of this, I feel like, too. You didn't have an offense and you didn't have a system that unlocked the talent for anybody on the team last year, Marshall. And I think we've talked about that extensively. Like, even you bringing up how the only two players on last year's NFL Top 100 were Keenan Allen and Montez Sweat. Sweat didn't have his best year. The defense didn't favor him last season. You know, how are you seeing this come together this year? Not just the hope, but the expectation is you're going to have somebody on this list next season. Because the talent is unlocked. Roma Dunze is also under 25, too. You know, he should be part of this discussion.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I wonder how close, I wonder how far off 25, like in the others receiving votes, you would have had to go to get either Monson or Palolozzo to give you
right.
a bear.
The honorable mentions, if you will.
Yeah.
When you look at this list, Bears. It really is a discussion of the elite talent, though, in the NFL. When you consider guys like what we mentioned in the top 12, I told you the bottom five. You fill it out with Trent McDuffie, the corner from Kansas City, Derek Stingley Jr., cornerback for Houston, Drake London, the wide receiver for Atlanta, Brian Branch, safety for the Lions, big, huge for them when you consider what they needed in their secondary, by the way. Malik Nabers at 17, I'd argue might should be higher, but he was on a team where he had to shine in spite of what was going on. Devin Witherspoon, Quinyon Mitchell, Kristen Gonzalez, and that's your list. And then you get to Joe Alt, so we said all those names already. That's a very impressive list of who you're looking at as the young talent in the league.
Seven wide receivers, only one tight end. I just think it's interesting. At the running back position, there are only two running backs. So it tells me, as I'm looking at the positions, where the Bears possibly could pop up on this list.
Right.
Is... You mentioned Rome Odunze. I don't know what Darnell Wright would have to do to get on the list.
I think it may just be because he's in a role that wouldn't necessarily get you on a glamour list. Kind of like defensive players talking about how the Heisman is an offensive list or, you know, that type of thing. I think at his position, he has that potential. But at the same time, the role he has on the team doesn't really call for that kind of glamour.
I have a player, too, that could make this list, and it's dependent on like how Ben Johnson uses him. Could Colson Loveland be on this list? Because I don't know where on the Bears' weapons, where he ranks, but I could see him being a major, major impact this year.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point when you consider how they potentially want to use him. I'm still trying to figure that out. Like that's my biggest concern about this. And it's not necessarily as simple as too many weapons. It's... Here are the commodities I know. Here's what they've done in their potential, like a guy like Cole Kmet, who led the Bears in receiving one year. Here's how I know they can be utilized to their best abilities, like a guy like DJ Moore, where you saw his entire career, he racks up high numbers, you know, seasons over 1,000 yards, where he can hit a career high even with the Bears. And then I know that this is the potential you see in guys like Luther Burden, Rome Odunze, for example. Colston Loveland. That's the hard part of this, is reconciling all of that for me. Like, I feel like I'm Gary Gaines on Friday Night Lights looking at the depth chart.
I just think the Bears aren't that young overall. Like, their best players aren't young anymore. And that's kind of, when we talk about the Ryan Poles drafts, somebody from those drafts would have had to be good to be on this list. And nobody's reached that potential. You don't have a Pro Bowler. You know, like these are all factors here.
Well, and even some of the questions about the potential, like I appreciate our Twitch mob always. And like Casey and Coop's dad on Twitch says, is Quinyon Mitchell on that list? How is he more accomplished than Caleb? He had 46 tackles and no interceptions. And that's kind of the point. Some of this seems to be based on potential and some of this seems to be based on performance.
Yeah, I think performance is carrying more weight, though. Than potential is, because if it was just potential, then Caleb might have a better shot. Although when you lose 10 games in a row and you're not dynamic as a passer in terms of statistics, that's not going to help you. So a good point 847 brings up on the text line. Over the past three drafts, the Bears have drafted four players in the top 12. One or two of those guys better hit as all pro.
Preach.
You're
you are absolutely correct. Like that is it's not just the album cover when you talk about that high. It's also the expectation of the talent. And when you consider the people we just mentioned, think about how many of those were sought after in that top 12 realm. That's a lot of these individuals. So I think that makes a lot of sense. We have more football talk at 12:25. The Athletic Football Show talked about narrative surrounding teams. Well, it is narratives, I guess, but also storylines. And it involves Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. We're going to look into it then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.